Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I am your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. It's a good day to be happy, honest, or any other H word. Just, hey, let's just put all H words out there, or you can insert your own. It doesn't matter. Do what it do. Because it is what it is. And that reminds me of back this one time I was playing football, regulated football, you know, high school, nothing big. And no, this is not me saying, hey, I was this super blue chip all-star, unreal human football player. Nah, that was not the case. That was not the case. That was not the case. But let me say this. I wasn't a scrub. I was starting. I played. I saw the field. I sniffed the field. I wasn't no bench rider. So take that however you want to interpret that, process it, go get it, do it, or just do it.
Just do it?
No. No sponsors, can't do that. Just do it, please. Do it, please. Okay, yeah, okay, got it. Not in relation to anything else with those three words. Nothing else. So yeah, just go ahead or erase it, ignore it from your memory bank. To each his own. No judge zone. So it was this one time I was on kickoff return team because I was on kickoff return. Basically, the other team kicks the ball off and you have the main returner guy or the main person who's supposed to return the kickoff. And then you have the guy right in front of him, secondary guy. So it's up back. Up back. Is that what they call it? Up back. Up back. Secondary. Anyway, up back. And I was playing the up back position. I played up back or I returned kicks most of the time until I said I didn't want to do it anymore or until it got to the point where other people need playing time. Just let me play my one position on offense. Give other people the opportunity to play and get experience. That was my mindset because I'm a team player, team guy. Whatever's good for the team, but don't get it twisted though. That killer instinct is there. That fire is definitely in the belly. But at this point in time, whatever we need to do to win games, whatever we need to do to make it to state, whatever we need to do to be state champions, whatever we need to do to be champions, I'm all for it. So playing up back on kickoff return, hey, sign me up. Hey, what do I need to do, coach? I'm all for it. Well, this one game, I guess, it was a rainy, muddy, swampy, kind of a slugfest. Points are hard to come by. Just rain, slosh, mud, hard to keep your footing. It's just a nasty, nasty, nasty game. So it's kind of hard to hold on to the football. Kind of hard to hold on to the football because it's raining. You can get hit. The ball is muddy. The ball is wet. A lot of the different factors that can factor in. And just keep that in mind as I go forward. It's hard to hang on and hold on to the ball. Hard to hang on and hold on to the ball in these conditions. Imagine trying to hold on to something while rain is just pouring down. It's kind of hard to see. The wind's blowing the rain back in your face. And then you have this. You're carrying this equipment, or you're carrying something that's adding weight to you. So not only that you're trying to hold on to this object that's super duper important, you got this weight on you too. And not only that, or in addition to that, you have angry, super angry, not so nice people that want to do harm to you. They want to cause you harm, and they have the legal right to cause you harm. Chasing after you. Got to hang on to the ball. Mad people chasing after you. And it's terrible, 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 terrible conditions. You like that last terrible? You like that last terrible? Okay. Never mind. The ball's kicked off. And it's just spinning. The kicker didn't even get a good kick onto the ball because of the conditions. So the kicker ran up and he kind of kicked the ball, and it was almost as if he was kicking a swib kick, but he wasn't, because he got all of his leg into it. It's just that the wind and the rain and just the conditions in general kind of knocked the ball and kept it from going from its projected flight, and just altered the flight of the ball. And so it's got this weird, oblong, strange rotation to it. Not the normal tight rotation that kickers can have on a ball, but it's just spinning a different, odd kind of way. And so the main guy, as I said earlier, the kickoff returner, there's no way he can get to this ball. One, if he tried to run that fast, or if he tried to get to the spot where the ball was coming down, he'd slip before he get there. So he couldn't make it. And two, it was just too far. Oh, the distance was too far for him to try to close and make up and get to the ball on time before it hit the ground. That just wasn't happening. And me being the up back, the guy a few yards in front of him, I couldn't get to the ball to make the catch, because it's still not close enough where I can run full speed and make the catch, but it is close enough where I can run full speed and get the ball and scoop it up and run. I'm close enough to do that, but I'm not close enough to catch it. Not close enough to catch it. Trying to sprint to that spot, trying to get to that spot to catch the ball. Not going to happen. That was definitely not in the cards. In fact, if anything, the person in front of me, the blockers, or one of the blockers, he could have caught it. And all worries gone. No worries. None to worry about. Let's keep it moving. Catch the ball. Kneel it down. Catch the ball. Fall on it. Let's live to fight another fight, right? Nah, that's not how we roll. That's not how I roll. What I tell you? Fire in belly. Fire in belly. So the kicker kicks the ball. It's not going to make it to the kickoff returner because of the conditions, the elements, the wind, the rain. It's knocking the ball down, knocking it off its normal path, or the path that it's supposed to go if the conditions were clear. And the distance is so great, the kickoff returner can't run full speed, or couldn't make it to catch the ball if he ran full speed. Me, I couldn't make it to the spot and catch the ball running full speed, but I could run full speed and pick and scoop up the ball after it hit the ground. And I say hit the ground because there was one One. Well, actually, there was two. Two simple rules that the blockers had. Block, and if the ball's in the air and it goes over your head, let it go. And so the guy, or the last blocker before the up back, me, he could have took a few steps backwards, maybe even jogged a little backwards and caught it, and or did a little fair catch or did something to keep it from hitting the ground. But you don't break the rules. You don't break the rules. He was not a rule breaker. So I'm running full speed. Full speed. Trying to do everything in my power. Everything in my power to get to this spot. Because I done mapped out in my head where the ball is going to hit the ground. So I'm just sprinting to that spot. Good thing for me that when the ball did hit the ground, it kind of made this splat. Think about throwing something in a puddle, and you see how everything just kind of spreads out and just like lays flat and really doesn't skip, really doesn't move. It kind of just dies right there. And when I mean dies, it kind of just stops right there. There's no momentum, whether it's forward or backward. It just kind of bloop. And that's how it was when the football just went over the blocker's head. Too far for me to run up and actually catch it. But soon as it hit the ground, it just went bloop. And it kind of just stayed there. Granted, it was spinning sideways. The ball was laying flat. And it was just spinning sideways. So it did have kind of a spin to it. But that's the least of my worries. That's the least of anybody's worries. A ball spinning? Come on. It's a football. It's going to spin. That's what it do. That's what it does. Right? Right? Exactly. So this football is spinning. I'm running. I'm almost to the spot. Almost to the spot. And I kind of just give this one last glance up to kind of like take a picture of what's in front of me and what I can see. And once again, the conditions aren't that great. Terrible, bad, atrocious conditions. Rain, wind, all of that stuff. All of that stuff. You can be the fastest guy on the planet. Running in rain or running in those type of conditions, it's going to slow you down just a little bit. But your mind, you have to be able to process that. Okay, I normally run this fast, but since it's raining, I'm not going to be able to hit that extra gear. I mean, I can try, but it's just not going to happen because it's physically impossible. I mean, my mind is telling me, your mind can tell you to do it, but physically and with the outside variables and the outside factors, just couldn't do it. Just can't do it. So the ball bounced and it just stays and it just right there and it's spinning sideways. I run. I scoop it up. And the first thing I do when I scoop it up, oh, I am still running. I'm not stopping to think and process all of this stuff. This is happening all at the same time. So I scoop up the ball and first thing, secure the football because of the conditions. Remember, the conditions, terrible, atrocious, bad conditions. Secure the football. Number one thing. Secure the football. And so next, I'm thinking about, okay, where's the danger? Danger? run away from danger. Danger, run away from danger. Danger, run away from danger. So all of the danger, all of the opposing team players are to my left. So think of this. I'm running from left to right. And the opposing players are coming down from right to left. And so I'm running. And next thing I know, I'm running away from danger. And I'm looking and I'm seeing everything play out as far as my blockers and the blocking. That a brief second, my eyes just light up. And my eyes lighting up because I see an alley. And in football, when you see an alley is when all of your blockers just lined up and there's just a wide open space for you to run, and there's nobody that can tackle you within that space because either they're being blocked too far away, or just out of the play, where out of the frame where they can't make a play, I should say. And so this huge big alley just opens up and I'm running. My eyes light up. All of this is just happening within a matter of seconds. This isn't no me stop and me think and me process and me, okay, do and me act and me take action. No, all of this is simultaneously happening all at once. And so the alley eyes light up and I'm just running. And soon as I get this feeling like I'm about to score a touchdown. Soon as I get that feeling, you know, that feeling where you're on top of the world, everything's going good, everything's going great. Can't nobody tell you anything right now. You can't tell me nothing. Kanye West, fresh. Right? Kanye West, fresh. Can't tell me nothing. Yeah. That's good. Yeah, that's good, isn't it? You can't tell me nothing. I mean, you just on cloud nine. Everything is so happy, so great, so smooth. And soon as I got that feeling where you can't tell me nothing, boom, I get blasted. And when I mean I get blasted, I got blindside hit. And that's why they call it blindside, because you don't see it coming. I didn't see it coming. I did not see it coming. Nope. And it's one thing getting hit by a little guy, but it's another thing getting hit by 6'4", 6'5", guy that's about 250 pounds or somewhere up in there, freak of nature. Yeah, that's not fun. That is, you know me, I am a truth teller. I do not tell truthful statements. That's not fun. So that brief second, not even a split second, I want to say a tenth maybe, where everything just opened up. I see the alley. I'm happy. Can't tell me nothing. To boom. I really don't know where I'm at. No. Where? What? Where am I? What's going on? What's happening? Let me go into more details with that. I get hit. I get blasted. Blindside. I go from being extremely happy, being on top of the world, to where am I? What's going on? What's happening? Why is this big man do this to me? And no, we can't be friends. And I don't care what your name is. Nope, not gonna happen. Well, actually, it didn't happen that way per se. It happened this way. I was running. I almost thought that I was gonna score a touchdown because I was really, really downfield into their territory, and everything opened up. Next thing I know, I get blindsided, and as soon as I get hit, this hit was so brutal and so I tip my hat to him. It was a good hit by him, but the me then at that time didn't like the hit, because the me then at that time, really, it took me a while to process all that. But now I can say it was a good hit. Soon as I got hit in almost the ear hole, like right behind the ear, that whole soft spot right there on the left side. So yeah, the one part of the field that I initially identified as danger, the one part of the field where I was actually running away from, because even though I was running to the other goal line and to that direction, I was hitting the sideline. Because when everything opened up and when I had the alley, I was hitting the sideline and I was turning it up. And now I realize that was a bad idea. And watching and reviewing the tape, yeah, I made that guy's highlight tape. So yeah, I'm pretty sure all of those gift cards, right, were for thanking me for helping him get into college and further in his career. But hey. Like I say, I do what I can. I do what I can to help out the little guy. So I thought I was going to hit the sideline and score a touchdown and go from being super duper happy about scoring a touchdown to not knowing what's going on. Because he hit me right behind the ear, that whole little fleshy part. As soon as I got hit there, my helmet spun around. So the open face mask part of my helmet was now located behind my head. The football, the super tight grip that I had in the rain, remember? In the conditions, that super tight grip I had, it just went away. Because there's something about getting your bell rung that like that. You kind of just lose you lose control of your limbs. That whole super tight grip that I had on the football, it just went away. Because my arms just kind of went down or went flailing or went something. I don't know. It did something. Actually, I do know because I watched the tape. But yeah, my arms just kind of just jutted out and ball just went flying to the left direction. Or to the danger direction. It went to the danger direction. And so that happened. And I fall on the ground. And I'm on the ground. I just went from super happy to, okay, I do not feel good. I don't feel good at all. And so I go from not feeling good at all. And at that point, I've been on the ground. At that point, I've been on the ground for, I don't know, I guess a few seconds, maybe not a minute, maybe, I don't know, 20, 30 seconds. There was one teammate that was concerned, super duper concerned about me. And yes, told you, what's that, four times I used super duper. Don't worry, I'm not going to do it again. I want my money. Anyway, There was one teammate that was concerned about my well-being because he stood over me. And the first thing he asked me, the first question he asked me, it wasn't how I was doing. It wasn't where, do you know where you are? It wasn't, oh, you just got blasted. You got hit hard. It wasn't, we're going to be making fun of you at school Monday, right? You know we're going to make fun of you at school. I'm telling everybody, you're not going to walk the hallways. You're not going to want to walk the hallways in school because everybody, they're going to look at you and they're going to point. They're going to say, you got blasted. Nah, he didn't say any of that. Well, know what he asked me? He asked me, why did I fumble the ball? Why did you fumble the ball? And you know how people like to talk about they have these out-of-body experiences sometime. I don't know if it's true or not, but they say they do, and they can sometime look back on their body and see their body floating around. Or they'll be floating around. They can look back and see their body resting or doing what it's doing. I didn't have any of that. I wasn't going through that. I didn't have no out-of-body experience. You asking me, why did I fumble? You didn't say it. So I know I got hit, but I didn't see it. You didn't see me get hit. You didn't see me get hit, big guy. You didn't see me get hit. Oh, wait, was that your guy that you were supposed to block? And you asking me why I fumble? Oh, I just fumbled because it's the elements. Ooh, the rain. I can't hold on to the ball because rain makes it hard to hold on to the ball. I mean, out of all the things he could ask me, he asked me, why did I fumble the ball? And so I replied, you know what I replied with. Oh, by the way, this guy is about 6'5". Strong. Ripped. So I reply with, no. See, that's one, even at that moment, I know when to fight battles. I've already had my bell rung once. I'm not trying to have it rung twice. We'll settle that later. But right now, no. So he did help me up. See? Pal, friend, good guy. He helped me up. I kind of took me a while to get to the sideline. I didn't bother putting my helmet back on because at that point, I realized my day was over with. You're probably saying, why? Well, I'm going to tell you like this. To go from being super happy to not scoring a touchdown and getting blasted and fumbling the ball and then having some big guy ask you, why did you fumble? And then, well, long story short, I got a concussion. Yeah. Because while I was down there on the ground, it felt so good for me to continue to have my eyes closed. Soon as I opened my eyes, there was light. There was rain. There was noise. So, yeah, he basically helped me walk to the sideline. I got over to the sideline. I just took my helmet and I just set it down. I didn't need the medical staff. I didn't need the medical people because I was not going back into that game. Yep, call me what you want to call me. But that was, I never felt that bad before. At that point in time, never felt that bad before. And it's kind of hard to describe if you haven't had symptoms or you haven't. Think about going out, getting smashed face drunk and having this hangover. And you have this hangover and you're sensitive to everything. You're sensitive to light. You're sensitive to people talking to the slightest noise. And you kind of see these little fuzzy dots, or you kind of see, or you kind of see stuff that's not there. Right? What's that? Dots? Well, it wasn't dots, but it's kind of, it's hard for your eyes to process information as quick as it should because of the delayed. Never mind. I was on the sideline and I just wanted to go away. I just wanted to crawl into a hole, a black hole, because light made it worse. The whistleblowing made it worse. The noise made it worse. Everything was so freaking bad. Everything was bad. Everything was bad. And it's not even really a headache. It's worse than a headache. And it's something that you can't get rid of. And it's not that it was just that one day. No, that lasted a week. A week. Concussion symptoms. A week. A week. And I was like, wow. You go out and get wasted, drunk. That's like a day or a few hours. This every day? Oh, when does it go away? Make it stop. Make it stop. So yeah, I can honestly say that effectively ended my football career. At that point, no. I'm not going through that. That's not for me. That's not what I'm cool with. That's not what I'm down with. I can't do it. I can't go from being from super happy to feeling like I'm dying for a week. That's too much of a big emotional jump for me. Come on, let's chill out. Let's keep it one way or the other, partner. I'm not trying to go from one extreme to the next extreme in a split second like that. Shoot, if you're going to give me happy, give me happy. Don't give me this wanting to die feeling for a week, a day, 2 days, but a week. And not to mention that, you know, with teammates like that, who needs guys hitting you like that? I felt that you should be over there with the other team. Asking me, why did I fumble the ball? You know why I fumbled the ball? Because me and the guy who hit me, we best friends. And I said, you know what? I'm gonna do this during the game. I want you to hit me. And when you hit me, everybody gonna be like, ooh, that was a good hit. Look how you hit him. And you're gonna pick up the ball and you're gonna run it back for a touchdown. You can use that for your highlight. Then you go to college, and then you make plays like that too in college. And then from college, you go to the NFL. And then when you're in the NFL making plays like that, you can point back to that one play. You remember like that one play? Yeah, I had this friend on the other team, and me and him concocted this situation where I said I was gonna hit him, and he was okay with that. And I told him that we still gonna be boys after this, right? And he said, yeah. So I went ahead and hit him, and I hit him a little extra too hard, and the rest is history. Yeah. Yeah, buddy. So me and him, we concocted that whole story. That's why I fumbled the ball. Yep. It happened. Anyway, other than that, it's a good day. Yay. The Premier League released their schedule. Football schedule. And I'm not going to be like some other shows or that show, because it's this show. I'm not going to go down each team and point out, ooh, I think they can win here. I think Leicester City can lose here. I think United will beat City on this derby. No, I'm not going to do that. We don't do that here, right? No, we don't do that here. That's a complete waste of time. Time, yeah. Besides, I don't have a team, and it's up to you to give me a team. So when you give me a team, which is coming up. Well, we got some months. And stop submitting teams that doesn't, I don't know where the stadium's at. Unfortunately, I don't. I can use the Google machine and we can go from there. So, hey, just vote. Send it in. We'll see what happens. I'm cool with it. I'm good with it. I'm a big boy. And no, I don't think that I'm going to score a touchdown. In fact, you know, I'm just going to pick up this ball and I'm going to run out of bounds. Because that's what I should have done, but I'm going to do that here. Extra, extra. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. I'm out. And that means gone.